Hi, welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM and streaming 24/7. I'm Jim Samaria.
And I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick. For 1 hour each week, we will highlight a different theme from the greatest era of rock music, the 1950s through part of the 80s.
Mark and I are authors of the book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today. It features my photography of rock artists from 1973 to present day, with words by Mark Plotnick.
Not informative words, Jim?
Well, some of them are.
Okay. When Great Britain invaded our shores with a wave of new bands and music, our lives were changed forever. These bands inspired countless kids like us to grow our hair long, learn an instrument, discover our singing voice, and form a rock and roll band.
This week, we'll be highlighting garage rock songs from those young musicians. The name garage rock comes from the assumption that these amateur bands practiced in their family garage. But back in the 60s, the name garage rock wasn't a genre just yet. It was just considered good old rock and roll.
Garage rock, or some call it 60s punk, was simple, raw, and loud, but that's what made the sound so fresh and exciting. Many of the bands played a limited number of chords, and vocalists were trying out unconventional ways to deliver their lyrics. The roots of garage rock actually go back to the late 1950s with songs like Louie Louie.
By 1963, bands such as Paul Revere and the Raiders and the Trashmen were sneaking into the charts with this basic sound. Garage rock reached its peak in 1966 and pretty much disappeared by 1968, with many of those bands being one-hit wonders. But their music left a big mark on rock and roll.
So, Jim and I will feature some of the bands and songs from this era. Some you'll know, while others will surprise you.
Well, leading off our show today is a Chicago band, The Shadows of Night, doing their big hit, Gloria. The song was written by Van Morrison and was first recorded by his band called Them. But their version was banned from WLS radio because some of the lyrics were a little risque. So The Shadows changed some words and received a lot of airplay and finally reached number 10 nationally and number one both on WLS and WCFL in 1966. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame named the Shadows of Night version of Gloria as one of the top 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. So get ready to shout it out with singer Jimmy Sands, G-L-O-R-I-A.
Like tell you about my baby. You know she come around. About 5'4" all from her head to the ground. Now she come around here just about midnight. Make me feel so good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O. Around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I want to tell you she made me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name.
It's out.
You just heard Gloria by the Shadows of Night, whose original name was The Shadows, but because there was a band from Britain also named The Shadows, the Chicago Shadows added the name of their Mount Prospect High School team, The Knights. The Shadows and Knights were the house band at The Cellar, which I'm sure a lot of listeners probably went to back in the day. It was located in Arlington Heights, where they developed a huge following. Mark, do you know some of the other bands who played The Cellar?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Of course, Jim. Cream, The Who, The Birds. But unfortunately, I was not yet attending concerts until around 1968. So yes. I missed those great bands.
You were just a little punk kid.
I was.
But playing The Cellar did lead to an opening of The Shadows of Night to play with The Birds, where a record exec caught their act and signed them. The Shadows of Night also got to do some Stones openings in 1966, so they had a really good start to their career. Jimmy Sands still carries on the name Shadows of Night and still performs today.
Well, our next band hailed from the San Jose area and recorded only one album that featured the 1966 hit Psychotic Reaction. The Count Five were the prototypical garage rock band. Original members went to the same high school. They collaborated and they rehearsed in their homes, and they were inspired by the British invasion. So, Jim, do you know what a psychotic reaction is?
Well, not since I've been off my meds, so no.
All right. Well, anyways, for our listeners who do not know, listen to the instrumental passage that follows the lyric, and it feels like this. Here's Psychotic Reaction by the Count Five. Psychotic Reaction was modeled after the Yardbirds song, I'm a Man. It peaked at number 5 on the Billboard charts and was selected by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the 500 most influential songs in rock and roll history.
Well, you could really see a Jeff Beck influence there on the guitar part,
oh, yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah, and the harmonica was very reminiscent of the Yardbirds, too.
True. Yeah, I played that song great on my air guitar when I was a kid.
You had an actual air guitar?
Yeah, that's why I got it for Christmas.
My parents wouldn't buy me one.
No, my parents bought me one. It was a nice one. It was black.
Okay.
Next up is Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. The Kingsmen were from Portland, Oregon, where they took the Richard Berry R&B song Louie Louie and made it into a raucous rock and roll classic. The song was recorded live, and it was all done in one take, which is amazing. Singer Jack Ely's microphone was set way too high and too far away from him, so he thought he had to shout his words just to be heard over the guitar and drums. That's why the vocal is the way it is. He slurred the words, and that created rumors of dirty lyrics, making it banned on many radio stations. The FBI investigated and closed the matter because they couldn't figure out what the heck he was saying. So let's sing along, if you can, Louie Louie. Louie Louie was released twice, once in 1963 and a second time in 1966 at the height of garage rock, and both times it was a big hit. The Kingsmen version is part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's list of singles that shaped rock and roll. And Mark, I'm sure you're all familiar with the John Belushi's Dirty Lyrics rendition in the movie Animal House, but in a Hollywood mistake, the song was actually released in 63, but the movie is set in 62.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Our next song features one of the greatest opening riffs ever recorded. I know, we can argue about this all day, but a British music critic said of Dave Davies' guitar playing, quote, "He's capable of playing like a kid who's just plugged in his first electric guitar and wants the people on the next street to know about it," unquote. You know, like the kids at Guitar Center in Sam Ash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Stairway.
Yeah, No Stairway. The Kinks were a hit machine, writing and playing lovely ditties about English life one moment and then ripping the roof off with rockers like You Really Got Me. Yes, the Van Halen version is good, but the version you were about to hear paved the way for garage, punk, and metal all in under 3 minutes. So let's listen.
Yeah. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Just love that song. Guitarist Dave Davies achieved that primitive guitar sound by shredding his speaker cone with a razor blade. He said he felt like an inventor. However, it was his vocalist brother Ray who wrote the song on a piano, actually, and where else but their parents' home. It charted number one in England and number seven in the U.S. You are listening to the Classic Rock Show on WHRU 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio.
The L.A. band The Seeds originally released Pushin' Too Hard in November of 1965, but it didn't do too well on the charts. But after their success of their first album that was released in April of 66, the single was re-released in October of 66 and became a huge hit. Lead singer Sky Saxon wrote the song and co-produced their first album. At first, the song was banned in some cities because they thought the song was about drugs, but actually, it's about a guy telling his girlfriend to back off. Here's another song from our playlist today that is listed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Top 500 Songs That Shaped Rock and Roll. Back in the 60s, the Seeds were well known for their energetic shows, and they were must-see events. Their concert at the Hollywood Bowl is considered legendary. Singer Sky Saxon was amazing on stage, but he was always so wired, he would actually dance around in the studio while recording. Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys claimed that they would warm up for concerts by playing Pushin' Too Hard, and he was always a little jealous that their sound wasn't as dangerous as the Seeds.
Very good, Jim. Music historians have unfairly labeled our next group as a one-hit, one-dimensional wonder, but the truth is, the Music Machine were one of the most original proto-punk, psychedelic garage rock bands of the era. However, bad financial management and decision-making killed them off quickly, but not before they left their mark with the beloved 1966 single Talk Talk. So let's listen to lead singer Sean Bonnewell growl about angst, rebellion, and alienation.
I got me a complication, and it's an only child. Consider my reputation something more than wild. I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I stay in hibernation till the talk subsides to gone. My social life's a dud. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has against me. Ow, ow, all right. Here's the situation and how it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Talk, 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 talk. Talk, 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 talk.
The Music Machine had true garage rock creds. They literally honed their sound in a garage and had a regular gig at a Hollywood, California bowling alley. Unfortunately, the band's record label wanted them to rapidly replicate hit songs like Talk Talk. Perhaps management's biggest mistake was turning down an invitation to play the Monterey Pop Festival.
Wild Thing was one of the biggest hits of the garage rock era, and it was the first hit for the writer, Chip Taylor, whose real name is James Voight. He is the brother of actor John Voight, so a very talented family. Wild Thing became very famous at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967 because some guy named Jimi Hendrix decided that he was going to set his guitar on fire while playing the song. But the English band The Troggs actually had the first big hit with Wild Thing back in 1966, reaching number one in the USA and number two in the United Kingdom. Their version of Wild Thing is on the Rolling Stones list of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Thank you.
All right, Mark, since it's the beginning of baseball season and both of us are big baseball fanatics, can you name the Cub reliever that Wild Thing was played for every time he came in to pitch?
I thought this was a music show.
It is, but we got to throw a little baseball in there.
All right. That's too easy, Jim. Come on, Mitch Williams.
You got it.
And everything about that guy's pitching form and control was wild. But get this, he managed a 2.76 ERA over an 11-year career. So how about that?
That's great.